All right, howlers, let's get howling. But first, a couple quick warnings. First warning, this podcast contains adult content.
Don't be a pixie.
Second warning, this podcast contains spoilers.
Spoilers.
For the entire Red Rising saga.
Spoilers.
Don't get mad at us.
Don't come for me, internet people. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Etsy. You can email us howlerpod@gmail.com. You can find everything at howlerpod.com and rate and review us 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then you know, you can't watch Pierce do cute little TikToks about gardening and climbing trees and being full of whimsy.
Wow. And now, Howler Pod.
Ow!
Hello, Howlers. Welcome to Howler Pod, your podcast for all things Red Rising, where every episode we dive deep to break deep, down, deep. Celebrate, and discuss all aspects of the fantastic Red Rising saga by Howler number one, Pierce Brown.
Ow, ow!
I am your host, Ben Reiner. I am joined today, as always, by the amazing Aaron Ayers.
Hello, Howlers.
Aaron, what are we doing on the podcast today?
We have a couple of very special guests. They are the hosts of Fade to Obsidian, the podcast, Skipper and Crescent. And they are big, huge members of the Howler community. They are leaders in multiple Howler spaces and book tours and the Howler's Den. They are Salem's minions.
I think she's going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, let's jump into the interview.
I'm excited.
Woo! All right, please welcome today's guests. They are the OGs of the Howler's Den and the hosts of the Fade to Obsidian podcast. Please welcome Skipper and Crescent.
Hello.
We are honored to have you here.
Yes, thanks for coming.
We've been able to be guests on your podcast a couple of times, so it's very, very exciting to have you on our podcast.
And thank you for matching for us.
Yes.
Of course.
If you're not watching, they're wearing the same Ad Aspera Per Aspera. Per Trauma. Nice.
It's trauma.
Per Aspera Ad Trauma.
Yeah.
That should be our new nation's
flag.
We're
just in sickness. Oh, yeah.
To the stars through trauma.
Through trauma.
Love it. How have you been? What's going on?
Pretty good.
Yeah, just doing so many episodes.
You guys are cranking
them out.
We're
just a constant.
You guys have been cranking out episodes, which we want to talk about. But we'll start here. So like for the Howlers that maybe have not listened to your podcast yet or are hearing about it for the first time, tell us about the Fade to Obsidian podcast. Like, how'd you guys get started? What was the inspiration? What are you talking about?
How'd you guys meet each other? Where did all this start?
Where did all this come from? So we are complete online strangers to each other. It took a while to actually meet in person. We were just two howlers on the internet. We joined the Howler's Den, which is the Discord server. And in the early days of the den, everyone just hung out in voice chat every night for hours on end, including there was a New Year's Eve where everyone was just hanging out because no one had New Year's Eve plans. So we celebrated it together across so many time zones.
New Year's Eve is highly overrated. It's much better just to stay home.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was funny because it started with like we were literally like the Europeans. We were wishing them Happy New Year, and it just became a thing. And when are we going to pop champagne? Those of us who did have it, but we're sitting at home alone with a full bottle of champagne.
That could be fun.
So I came up with the idea that we would do it at Newfoundland time, which is 10:30 to Eastern Standard. So you get an hour and a half to drink your champagne before midnight actually hits. And I remember saying, I'm not staying all the way to the Pacific, but I did. I was still going as Pacific crossed over. But it was during that someone noticed I had like the full podcast set up, and someone called me out of like, you should have a podcast. And I was like, what would I talk about? And they're like, Red Rising. And then it was like, well, I'm not going to just talk to myself. I would need somebody. And Crescent just goes, I also have all the podcast stuff. And we're like,
it is true.
I guess we'll start a podcast.
Wait, why do you both have all the podcast stuff?
I, during COVID, streamed on Twitch a whole bunch. Oh, cool. So nice. I did that. And I did, I used to have travel vlogs. So I needed stuff to do like your talking heads for travel vlogs. So I don't know why Crescent had. You were streaming on Twitch.
Basically the same thing, just to keep me occupied during COVID. I just did it.
Nice.
Not very much. But I don't do anything halfway, so.
Got the whole setup, got the chair.
Yeah. And now, this is my second chair.
Love it.
And so when did you guys get started?
We just threw it together. January of 2023.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, first episode's like February of 2023. Yeah.
Dang.
But
nice.
Yeah. So,
happy three years.
Yeah.
Plus 3 years.
Thanks.
Plus.
Three and a bit. Crazy. It's been crazy. So, but it was fun.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, Crescent should tell the story of how we got the name.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's exactly zero spice except for the anti-Lantia scene. And so people in the den were joking about, you know, all the fade to black. And I just said, well, don't you mean fade to obsidian? Because, you know, we have to keep it thematic. And then we got to talking about, well, what would our podcast be called? And we were talking about it would be a podcast based around, you know, relationships and spaceships. And so I said, well, why don't we call it Fade to Obsidian?
Nice.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it. Right then and
there. It's a cool name too, because like when we talk about you guys, we call you Fade. We're just like, what's Fade doing? What time are we meeting with Fade?
It's good shorthand, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It works out well.
Sick.
Yeah.
Okay, so
now we've just forgotten to talk about spaceships and relationships at ever, though. We're like, oh yeah, that is what
it's inferred.
What happens with podcasts, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't done a reread episode in quite a while.
I'm ready.
Okay, so you guys said you met on the Howler's Den, and that's where the whole podcast got launched.
Yeah, tell us about the Howler's Den. What is that?
People don't know what the Howler's Den is. Give us the baseline there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's Discord server started by Salem, who is amazing.
Hail Sovereign.
Yeah, it started November of 2022, so just before we started recording. And it did start small, but has managed to make a giant... I think there's 1,800 people was the last...
Nice.
Time I saw the count.
And it's active. I cannot.
And it's active. Yes, that is. There's a lot of channels. Like, we're like, listen, guys, you can't stay active with all of it. You have to pick something.
Pick where you're going to be. Yeah.
Pick your battles.
Yeah. Even I'm only in like a bit of it. And we're both moderators of it. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And Salem's done a great job of carving herself into the community in such a way that now, like, Lit Escalates works alongside us for things. They recruited all of us for Hazard Bedlam and does just really, she's really good at just making her little piece.
Well, now she's like,
it's just a community for all Howlers.
She's all over TikTok too. She's doing Mustang cosplay. Yeah. Now she's doing Dungeon Crawler Curl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was impressive.
She had a creative class for Emerald City.
Nice.
Influencing.
Yeah.
She's influencing. I tried to think of how to put the word into influencing, and I got nothing.
So, yes, if you are out there listening to this podcast and you're like,
I need more Howler friends.
Yeah, more Howler friends and more Red Rising in my life. The Howler's Den is the place for
and
you.
How do you join?
So, I mean, the easiest way to do it is find Howler's Den on Instagram, and there will be a link in bio is pretty much the easy way. Although, I think if you also just Google Howler's Den, there is a website, and that'll have a link to your Discord.
Nice.
The Discord server.
All kinds of fun stuff going on
and then
there.
Jump in 2 feet.
Yeah.
Stay on there all day.
You can get as involved as you want to. You guys have like,
but the more involved you get, then you get to a height of you get Howler named once you're level 10. That's how we get you. We're like, do you want a Howler's name? You got to talk enough. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So like you guys were talking about, you've kind of, you know, your podcast has shifted focus over the years. Recently, you've been much more focused on the Red Rising artist community, which I think has been super fun. You guys do like a really amazing job of just like getting the word out on Howler fans, bringing Howlers on your podcast. Like, that's one thing I really like that you guys do is like, there's really like a Howler element to your whole podcast. Are there like any episodes or maybe guests that particularly like stand out in your mind that was like a really fun or interesting conversation that you would recommend like the wider Red Rising community checks out?
Don't pick a favorite.
There's been so many.
We had Pierce. That's a good
one. The Glittering Gala one with Pierce is probably
nice.
Jenna Sharp, the graphic audio Mustang.
Oh wow.
We have done an interview with her. That was a lot of fun. She's the sweetest person alive.
She is.
Nice. She's a great Mustang.
She is. Yes. I'm trying to think. I don't know. There's just been so many.
We've
I
had
think
so many.
In regards, I mean, the artist, it was supposed to be that we're like, I don't know, a month, maybe 6 weeks, we'll be doing artists. And then they just kept showing up. And we're like, oh no, there's another one and another one. But Caroline Crunchy, who we know is Backstitch or Hearth Weaver, is who kind of kicked all that off because she's a friend of ours, an amazing artist and cosplayer. And so for her, hers are always great and how she talks about the rest of the fandom. And she came on for different artists who weren't comfortable because, I mean, we all like to talk, but not everybody does. And so we got her to review their work in a manner and like talk about it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let the shy people stay behind the artwork.
Yeah, they answered questions via email. We were like, describe your work in your own time. And then we sat there and the three of us went, look at this piece, look at that piece. Yeah. So that was a cool
one
to do.
We shone the spotlight on them and then let them hold an umbrella.
Yeah.
You put them in like the witness protection, like the backlight shadow face.
Blurred with the voice changer. Uh-huh. Yeah.
This piece really inspired me. Yeah. So if you're like, you want to be a podcast guest out there, you either like get involved in the Howler's Den, become friends with Crescent and Skipper here, and you can get on the show, or, you know, get really good at art.
Make some art.
Yeah.
The last count I had was that we had, well, when we did our 100th episode, I calculated that we had 60 different guests.
Wow.
And so now
that's really cool.
We're, I mean, with all those artists, we're at least up to 75. So it's fun of who comes on, who we've had a couple of repeats, but everyone is great. Like, I feel like everyone who wants to put themselves out there enough. And it means that every conversation is so different. We ended up talking about so many different things that you don't even think of. Because I think everyone comes to any book, but even Red Rising has so much in it that everyone has a different point of view. So it's really fun that like sometimes you're talking about one thing and total tangent that you're like, I have never thought of that before. So it's super fun to have that many people.
That's a great point. I love like seeing the way different people feel about different parts of the books or different characters.
Or where the inspiration comes from for
right.
Like I find it especially interesting when people are making super unique takes on each of the characters that we've like seen a lot. So I like to see like, oh, how did that inspire you? So thanks for bringing them into the spotlight.
Okay, so let's...
All the artists and everyone's amazing. Yeah.
Shift gears slightly. So we're going to survey you here with some Red Rising questions. So this is just kind of like, you know, we'll get you out there and like, what are you behind in the Red Rising world?
It's your resume.
Yeah, what's your resume?
Okay.
Personality. Yes, exactly.
ENFJ.
So first, how did each of you discover the series?
Crescent, you want to go first?
Yeah, mine's way simpler than yours. I had a roommate at the time whose partner had been reading it, recommended it to them, and they recommended it to me, and 4 days later I was done the first trilogy.
Oh my god.
While also working a full-time job.
Were you listening or were you reading? Like,
no, I read it the first
you
time.
You didn't sleep?
Wow.
Theoretically, I slept.
That's impressive.
Whipped through them.
I've never read that many books that fast. As you know.
Yeah, mine's a little bit more dramatic. So I was working at a bookstore at the time, and it was a snowstorm. There was no one in the store at all, and this guy came running in, and it turns out that was the day Golden Sun had been released. And he literally like throws open the doors
with
and we're all hanging out
in
front because there's nothing open. Yeah. And he just yells in my face, "I need Golden Sun." And I was like, "I don't understand." And he just screams, "Pierce Brown." And I was like, "This explains nothing." And he just kept yelling. At some point he informed me that it's because his wife was pregnant and she was having cravings for that book, and I was like, I don't think that is how any of this works.
Nice.
So eventually, well, it was on display, so like
right here,
I hadn't noticed it, but yeah, I was like, I guess it's here. So then I asked him, I was like, you have to explain why this is so essential. And so he like gave me the summary, or like sold me on Red Rising. And I was like, okay. So I took Red Rising home that night. So I bought it that night. And then like, yeah, within a week, I was like, well, I guess I need Golden Sun. And then I had to wait the year for Morningstar. I was like, I have regrets now. So, yeah. I've always wanted to try and find that guy that, like, yelled at me in the bookstore.
I love that story.
I don't know where he is.
My wife's having cravings for Pierce Brown.
That honestly might be my favorite, like, Red Rising origin story I've heard yet. That's so
Can
great.
Someone animate this, please? Yeah, I would love to see, like, the snow blowing in. And
the snow blowing.
You see the wife at home, like, thinking of Pierce.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Who for each of you are your top five characters? And we won't hold you to it for all time, but prior to Red God, who are your
top? We recently did our own top 25. So
yeah,
we've got to hear your top five.
Top five.
Top five. My number one is Victra, for sure. Yeah. That's like my end all be all. I've never wavered from Victra. I'm trying to think. Five is... Number two is Holiday. I feel like she
Wow.
Love.
You hate that.
I love Holiday. You don't like Holiday?
No, I do.
He had a whole conspiracy theory that Holiday was a traitor for so long.
Oh.
It's one of our...
Even like after...
I feel like
it's one of our disagreements. Yeah.
Like even after... I mean, I still feel like you're like holding that one.
I'm just holding it in case that I'm right. But you're right. You're actually right.
I love Holiday too.
I've given it to you, but... If I turn out to
then
be
you'll
right,
say I told you so.
Say I told you so.
Okay,
yes.
He can say that to both of us.
Perfect.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, Holiday. I don't know.
Mine changes depending on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, depends is the sun out?
We found this exercise to be very difficult. Once you actually start sitting down, and ranking.
I made a spreadsheet. It was tough.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Crescent, do you have yours while I'm trying to? Three more.
Do they have to be in order?
No, we can just do a top five. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Mishmash.
Yeah. Darrow, Victra, Severo, Ephraim, Ragnar.
Nice.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
I like that one.
The thing is, he's read it so many times that he probably doesn't change anymore. He's like, yep, it's the same thing, rather than every time I read it. I was like, oh, I forgot about this character. Like, Lyria was my least favorite for the longest time.
Same.
And she's probably in my top five now.
Nice.
Like, she's probably cracked
it. She got way up for me, too.
I'm worried about the lack of Mustang here in this.
Oh, I won't lie. I started thinking of them and I went, I should probably throw at least one boy in here. And that's why I haven't said Mustang. Because I'm like, maybe.
You don't have to pick a boy. It's International Women's Day. Fuck them.
It's true.
Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah.
You can have the week.
It was the 23-hour day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Sunday.
We get less time. We got cookies at work.
Just make it the whole week. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'll throw Mustang in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll throw...
That's acceptable.
Who's my number five?
Apple.
I'm just kidding. Oh, Apple. Oh, that's also a fun one. I'll throw Severo in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like it.
I'll throw Severo in
there.
Give Severo some love.
Yep. Yep.
Next question. Who is your favorite side character?
Well, Holiday. That's that's who I'm thinking is, yeah.
That qualifies.
She's always got your six. Yeah. Yeah.
Can it be?
Larastes.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, can it be like Rollo?
Yeah, hey, respect
with
the goatee.
Deep cover,
like Rollo. Pick a real
original
side character. Master Maker.
Okay. Lorastes, that's a fun one.
So, next question. If you can choose, what's your favorite book right now in the series at this moment?
Lightbringer.
Yeah,
me too, man.
Wow, we're consensus on that one.
I just
we're really
freaking love it.
It's a fucking
podcasters,
good book.
I'll tell you.
It is.
And it wasn't like a slog. I like fucking shot through it.
Yeah.
Not that anything I'm reading right now is a slog.
Well, it was just nice after Dark Age.
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
To get
that's
back
what I think.
Summer.
I had a heart. Yeah. Dark Age for me made me too sad. You did some.
Yes.
Upbeat. Especially with the amount.
I think it's a lot of people's favorite because Lightbringer seems to condense the best of all of the different ones. Like for me, I like Golden Sun because of the found family and kind of them finding each other, and that seemed to come back rather than like some people do like kind of the little bit more war that like it just had a good rounding out of everything.
Yeah,
but yeah, and that little bit of hope that Dark Age did not have.
Lightbringer actually bumped Dark Age from the top spot for me.
Weirdo.
I will agree that I am weird as fuck.
Dude, lots of people love Dark Age the most.
It was. Yeah, it was like the
dark and brooding metal, characters,
like hardcore shit.
It was hardcore.
It was hardcore. Full,
there's no doubt.
Full metal, Darrow. Full metal, Darrow. Actually, Darrow went full metal in Lightbringer. But
my theory with Lightbringer is that we all spent so much time with Dark Age, like all of us, especially. We all spent so many times like talking about it, rereading it.
Yeah.
Then when Lightbringer came along, we're like, oh my god, finally, like.
Something
new and something positive. Positive growth for Darrow was very important. Because like
I don't know though. Lightbringer left me in a place where I'm like, I could wait forever for Red God.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place.
Right. I don't necessarily.
Not that I want to wait forever, but
I was like, Darrow was not very fun to be around. And
in Dark
by
Age.
Dark like Iron Gold and Dark Age, kind of both. So
Crescent likes him dark and
getting Darrow back,
Moody.
Like getting our Darrow back in Lightbringer felt really good.
Yeah.
I felt like triumphant.
He went to therapy.
Return. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns out there is now therapy in space.
Just that one book.
Yeah. Just the one book of therapy. okay.
The Telemannus estate.
What's your favorite battle in the series?
This goes along with your your podcast theme. Spaceships and relationships. The next one's about relationships.
Perfect. Battle. I don't know. What? When is it that they get what they do? Oh my gosh. Golden Sun. And is it the taking of what becomes the Pax? And they use the. I'm rereading Golden Sun right now after like 3 years. We did it like 3 years ago, and I'm like, maybe I'll reread it now.
The escape of Luna.
When he like shoots himself into the Pax.
Yeah.
Into the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Into that's the bridge and takes it. Yeah.
Formerly known as the
introduction of Ragnar.
Yeah. That's when, when we're like, Darrow's trying to kill himself. And poor Severo is going along with him.
Always shit your suit. Gotta just follow him.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it is.
Rise.
ground battle for me, it's the Battle of Heliopolis, like Storm Gods scene, light resistance. So good.
Nice.
Darrow
that was fun.
Being fucking everywhere in the battle. They must have released hallucinogenic gas. Everyone swears they saw you. Where were you? Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That tracks
and then,
with your prior favorite being Dark Age. Yeah.
And then I think Space Battle, Battle of Ilium. I mean,
yeah.
That's the only like real full size
space
battle.
Opera.
Yeah.
Aaron's favorite.
Ends
sure.
in an epic suicide.
Yeah.
And murdering millions of innocent people. We love it.
Slight war crimes. It's fine.
Extraordinary.
War crime the first time.
I don't think that was the first time. That just for Darrow and Victro was the first time.
Yeah.
Everyone else, though.
Yeah, Darrow didn't actually do that, remember? It was Victra.
Yeah, it's Victra. There you go. Throw her under the bus.
Hey, next question. What's your favorite relationship? And it can be friendship, romantic relationship. It can be unrequited love, like between Ben and Cassius.
He said that's unrequited.
This feels pretty one-sided.
Have you ever talked to him about it?
I have two, because my stereotypical one would be Victra Severo. I just want them to be happy.
Yeah.
But then Cavix and Sophocles are the end all be all for me. I just need them to be together at the end. They both better be alive. That's all I care about. I don't care about anybody else in Red God. Just Cavix and Sophocles.
Nice.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. So, my favorite romantic relationship, Darrow and Mustang. Mm-hmm.
Low husband.
Like, that's just...
Yeah, the low wife, low husband.
Low wife. Yeah, it's so,
so good.
And, like, it's gone on so long. OTP.
Yeah.
Favorite friendship, Darrow, Cassius. Mm-hmm. Especially at the end. Oh, my God.
Go. Don't cry.
And then
brother of Darrow.
I want, that was rough. The one I wanted to see more of, or any of, frankly, was Ephraim and Trigg.
Yeah,
That'd have been nice.
Yeah,
few little snippets, but not much else.
Not much.
Yeah,
we mostly got sad boy F.
Just Ephraim remembering Trigg.
Yeah, I am over here banging the table. If we don't get a low husband, low wife, or a low Mustang, low Reaper in Red God, I am going
to freak
out.
Ben's going to quit. No more Howler Pop.
That has to happen. Come on. Like
you're going to like curse it, and it's going to be like at the grave or something.
They've
one
been apart
to the
for
other.
So
like, don't
long.
Curse this.
They have been apart for so long.
They've been apart for so, so long.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Long distance relationships, it's like, man. It's rough.
1,500 pages at this point they've been apart.
It's like 15 million miles. I don't know.
Yeah.
Light years.
Yeah, I don't know. Space.
It's crazy. bring them back together, man.
Yeah.
They need astrophage. Sorry.
Crescent doesn't understand that reference.
I don't get it. It's fine.
Okay, next question. Which death hit you the hardest? What was the biggest gut punch for you personally? Which death?
And it could be like... No, never mind. They're all in the second trilogy. I was going to say first, second. Yeah. Well, anyways.
I mean... There's all death rushed. All over the place. So.
Ragnar's in the first trilogy. Yep.
Yeah.
Ragnar's is the one where I will cry real tears every time. Whereas the others are like, ugh, I hate this part, but I'm not necessarily like weeping.
Yeah. Well, that's it is like, I don't know what my initial reaction is not necessarily, I feel like my hardest reactions aren't to actually who's dying, but the situation. Mm-hmm. Like I explicitly remember Daxo's death, not because I love Daxo that much, but because
it was traumatizing.
Dax being so traumatizing. And same with like Ulysses, which is always sad that a baby died, but
we didn't
not
know
necessarily
him.
That I cared. Yeah, but it was my reaction for Victra.
Yeah.
That it's like, holy shit. Like, yeah.
No, that was
so
rough.
I feel like those two, the
yeah, like Victra walking into the sea is like rips your heart open. Yeah, for her. But
yeah,
I wasn't necessarily like, I didn't know Ulysses.
No, mm-hmm. No. I feel like character I cry for the most is probably, well, Cassius, who is funny because, sorry, Ben, but I did not like Cassius until like I was the biggest Cassius. Well, I wasn't the biggest Cassius hater. That's Dram, but like I didn't like
oh, really?
Cassius. And the text Crescent got was, oh shit, he's gonna die when Pierce just made me like him. Was literally the text that like, that's how good that writing is that I like was like, yeah, take it or leave with this guy, and then I'm sitting there begging him to stay alive. I'm like, damn it, Pierce.
I saw somebody post about Cassius's redemption arc, and I was like, what redemption? What did he need to be redeemed for?
Ben just like blocks out all that first second book stuff.
Yeah
I think for me the one that just like came out of the blue and got me was Ephraim. Like
I was
not expecting him to survive the bomb and then have his heart torn out.
I don't know how long he would have survived.
I don't. He would not have survived very
is
long.
Is it in
I guess technically he survived.
Yeah.
What's the drug show where the guy like blows up in the bomb and walks out of the room? The fucking Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what Ephraim looked like. Like half his face was gone.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers for Breaking Bad, but don't mention the character's name.
I don't know his name. And then his heart gets ripped out. That's not Breaking Bad. That's full sucked paw. Yeah. He wasn't there. Anyways.
And then the one that continues to get me every time is Cassius.
Yeah.
It basically like from his death to the end of the book, I'm like, I'm on the edge of tears the whole time. And then like,
and you know, it's coming
right when they're when they're watching the hollows at the end. Like sometimes I think that the howls were the truest things that ever came out of our mouths. I'm like, oh.
And you're like, oh. Yeah,
that one is like
owl crying. Yeah.
Those are two good call outs because it's like, one, like Ephraim truly was just like, you don't really see it coming. You know, he's probably like,
but he's on the path to die.
He's on the path
forever.
Yeah.
Since Trigg died.
But like Cassius, you see coming from so far away and you're just like, please don't let that happen.
Right. Sure.
But,
sure.
Yeah.
It hurts regardless.
So
absolutely.
Next up, do you have a strong opinion on live action versus animated? For the inevitable
Red
Rising.
Did you also
Rising.
See that we got a little update about the TV show today?
I didn't see that. I was focusing on my job all day. No, what was it?
Well, whatever had been optioned is dead.
Again.
But it sounds like it's been optioned somewhere else, maybe.
I'm just, I don't care until something's happening, because the amount of times we've heard that.
It sounds like it's restarted the cycle.
Sure.
That we've been in for the last 6 years. Yeah,
that's fine. I don't want something bad made. That would piss me off. So option it away.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. My stand with you on that is I just want whatever it is to put a lot. I would prefer TV show, because I'm like, please put in as much detail as possible. It is hard because I feel like I have a different opinion every time of live action versus animated, because I'm like, well, they've come so far with animated that I feel like way back I would have been like, no, live action, that's it. This isn't children's whatever. But when we see what's happening with, like, I don't know, my brain just went blank, but there's so many good ones now that it's like, okay, you do have the ability to create. But I don't know, CGI has also come so far that they could do, it's like justice in either capacity. So I just want TV show either, and for it to be good.
Either way, it takes a million years. Like, it almost takes less time for them to film live action than it does to make an animated series, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Like season two of animated series, I feel like it's, I don't know. I feel like they purposefully spread everything out. Make it long enough for me to forget what's going on.
I know, I lose interest.
Yeah, like, you have to go back and watch
it's
it
tough. Yeah, you have to rewatch.
Yeah.
Get that sweet streaming revenue.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They're all going to be owned by the same.
Like, I really liked Arcane, but then the second season came out and I was like, I'm not sure what happened in
same.
The last season.
Yeah.
And then I watched like two episodes and I was like,
That happened to me with a lot of the Disney Avengers stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Marvel stuff. Yeah. Just like,
oh, I gave up on Marvel at
after like season one. I'm like, I love this. And then it's like, what? Who are these people?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, what backstory in five different movies was I supposed to watch in the what? I don't know.
Crescent, do you have an opinion?
Yeah. I do. Definitely TV show. I think animated is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Arcane is a really good.
Mm-hmm. There were scenes in that where I was like, this feels like the Howlers, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like the fireflies.
Mm-hmm. They're the ones on the flying skateboard things. Yeah.
On the hoverboards. Yeah.
That's a better word for a flying skateboard.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen Love, Death, and Robots.
Yeah.
But there's a few of the different episodes of that I think would be incredible. There's like, not necessarily the content of the animation, but the actual animation itself. There is Sunny's Edge, Beyond the Aquila Rift. And then I can't remember.
What was that Samurai
Werewolves, something.
Blue Eye Samurai.
Jibaro.
Blue Eye Samurai is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Oh, that, yes. Also really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think
I'm starting to lean
more towards that. Like,
you are. Yeah. I don't know. I lean back and forth.
Yeah.
Like Skipper said, like sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it would get more traction if it was live action. Get more popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but
also you want it to be good.
Animated, then you don't have to worry about.
There's elements of it
actor
that seem like it would probably be lost if you moved it to live action, no matter what.
Like all the big space shit.
Oh, that and like the size of the characters and stuff.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Obsidians versus the Reds.
It would just be difficult.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like the size difference is probably the biggest thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, you always get kind of the weird uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in Lord of the Rings.
When you deal with...
Yes, I was just
the example. Yeah.
He's standing far away, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also did recently get an update on Red God. It's not coming out this summer. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
What?
Yeah. Shocking.
Dismay.
How dare they?
Yeah.
It was never actually announced for the summer, but we had all gaslighted ourselves into thinking that.
I never thought.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little Red God, though. What are you looking forward to most for Red God?
Lysander getting curb stomped.
That's been a popular answer to that question.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. I would say Victra Severo reunion. Like, I know everyone wants Mustang Reaper, but Victra Severo, like, especially after so much they've gone through with Ulysses, with
they've
like,
also been apart.
Their daughter, time. Like,
yeah.
What about the girls?
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
The girls, yeah. They just need their dad back. Yeah. Which, I mean, like, Pax does too.
Nah,
but Pax
is
now
a
off
blue.
At school at least. Like,
Pax
is
his
off
head.
Doing like pilot shit.
Yeah.
But the girls, I'm like, oh, they just need their dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I love that. Let's get the family back together.
Family.
All the families need to come back together, and then Pierce is going to rip them apart.
And all of you are dead. I'm ready this time.
I'm trying to figure out who has Clown and Pebbles kids. Like, what happened with them?
Oh, they had
Aren't
kids?
Aren't they together? So, yeah.
Yeah, they're together. Yeah, I don't know if they have kids.
So where are the kids? Yeah. Who took the kids? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know about the kids. Who got cooked in the wolf furnace? Not the kids.
Min Min,
yeah.
One. No.
Yeah. The All named right. character was Min Min, but I think there was more Howlers than that.
Howlers yeah. plus Min Min.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a great way to die.
No.
No.
That's in a movie I just watched. What was that?
I'm reading a book that I was going to talk about later where somebody got burned alive.
In a
sounded horrible.
In a cooked in a wolf oven.
Not in a wolf oven, in a crematorium.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What are you dreading the most? Speaking of...
For Red God.
Oh, yeah. For Red God.
Yep.
Speaking of cooking...
Speaking of death.
People.
They're not all going to make it through. Like, that's the thing. Is we like. Yeah. I feel like Darrow's gone. Like, I feel like he can't, story-wise... end alive, or else we just end up being like, well, what if there's another trilogy? Like, mm-hmm. It just makes sense to me that Darrow's gone. Sorry, Darrow.
Plot yeah. twist, nobody
there's
dies.
A lot of
you would
nobody dies.
You would love that.
Yeah, they all just become friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coexist with Lysander.
World
exactly.
peace.
They all change their minds. Don't worry yes. about Atalantia. She suddenly is okay with everything.
Democracy with a K. It works.
The snake is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Julia, totally fine. Julia Albalona has no hate for anybody. Be
She's
fine.
Not going to eat anybody. Julia Albalona's on Ozempic, definitely.
She doesn't even need it. She's already our skinny queen.
She's on the willpower diet.
Yeah.
That's what I need, just like a never ending hate for someone.
She's just, yeah, never eaten in years.
Yeah.
Crescent, what are you dreading in Red God?
Oh, the mortality of the Reaper.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I missed that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want Darrow to die.
I don't either. Hot take.
He's probably gonna.
Hot take, I like my protagonist to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think he's either going to have to die or, you know, live in exile or something.
That's it. Get shipped off. Maybe he gets shipped off somewhere.
Maybe he gets uncarved back into a red. They put him back at the mine.
Yeah.
They give him the trippy berries and they're like, sorry, that was all a dream.
None of this ever. Wow. Can you imagine he Damn. Just wakes up? Like, what's really happened is he got poisoned and wakes up, and
the worlds aren't terraformed. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he got bitten while he was down scanning the gas.
That's
pocket.
What it is. Didn't realize. Yep. And Io's there attending to him. The wife he's
nice.
Basically forgotten about. Yep.
We haven't forgotten. No. Oh, he okay, could do that no. Harry Potter thing where we like see Io in the afterlife.
Wow. Yeah.
Like,
then she sends
oh,
him
yeah.
And Ragnar.
And Ragnar.
They're living in the house.
And Ragnar. It's the two of them.
Lysander's like a shriveled up alien under the bench or whatever.
Perfect.
We're just going to bury him under here, under the porch.
That. I love that. Okay, we've got three final questions for you guys.
You didn't say what's your spiciest.
Oh, I skipped a question. My bad.
Do you have a spicy red god? What's spicy mean to you, Ben?
You know, a spicy red god take or prediction. You know,
like controversial.
Like, yeah, like something out there.
I didn't know if you meant like sexy. Like
I know. Spicy. Maybe we're getting
it. Can be.
The or if it's like controversial sex scene.
I'm open to that as well.
Yeah. What does spicy mean to you guys?
Yeah. I don't know. The thing is, I don't ever theorize. So I have no, I'm like, I don't have any of these controversial. Like, I haven't overly thought about it. I'm like,
yeah, I don't like to make bad predictions. That's why mine are so obnoxious, because they're clearly jokes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like actually put something out there that
I feel like Crescent's got something for
us. Okay. Spicy.
I also don't really do my own theories, but I heard a really good one that I like.
Okay.
Which
and it's that Evie is Kyber.
Oh.
And so she's going to break cover to kill Lysander.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people theorizing about Kyber's having some kind of secret identity. I think that's a fun one. I'd not heard Evie though. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. We don't know where Evie is, right? Yeah.
No, we don't.
We have no idea.
Hell yeah.
No.
A laurel to your prediction.
Okay. Final questions. I've got three final questions for you. We were talking about the artist series that you guys have been doing. Are there any characters out there in the story that you feel like are maybe underrepresented by our Red Rising artists that you would love to see more Red Rising art of?
Rolo, just kidding.
Yeah, Rolo.
Like, he's been on my mind. Just a floating goatee.
Somebody please draw Rolo. Okay.
Yeah. For me, Holiday. That's always the one that I'm like, guys, include her in something. Come on. Just even in
I've only seen one or two holidays.
Yeah. I accidentally, there was one that we were doing the other day, and I was like, oh my God, it's Holiday. And they're like, that's Seffy. And I was like, never mind. My bad. Yep.
Like, I saw Gray. Damn it.
I feel like she's got a very interesting face. She's got robot body parts.
Also, it was Voldo.
Yeah. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to now draw her updated with
We need Volga too with a muffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had a muffin, I would eat it.
I would eat it.
Holiday's a good one. What about you, Crescent?
Wolfgar, Alexander, Wolfgar. And Rona.
Yeah. There is like, you would think there would be more Alexander art out there.
Yeah. And him with Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles did one just because we had that.
Because we made him.
We made him do it.
We forced him to.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen another
one.
All
right,
Miles. Rolo, and then your next take.
I like the Wolfgar Rona idea. Wolfgar seems like a badass. I would like an Atalantia Britney Spears style with the snake.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Toxic.
That's,
I like that.
That'd be
like
a fun little treat for me.
Dang.
Okay. This is my snake.
Yeah. With the like microphone the like this, right? She's got to have the pop star.
Yeah. Oh, you do have the Britney Spears mic. Perfect.
I've got the...
Yeah, now we just need to get you a snake. And I'm not sure your kitty cat would like that.
No.
That'd be perfect.
Put the cat on your shoulders. She's a snake now.
That's how I get scratched to death.
I'm a slave for you.
Yeah, I'm seeing the vision. I love this.
Yeah,
but and she's singing to Lysander.
Oh, it's just an audience of Lysander.
I just icked myself out.
All of a sudden, I'm out.
Yeah.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Okay. Next step. If you could ask Pierce one Red Rising related question, he had to answer truthfully. He's on the at the gates of heaven, and he can't get in unless he answers truthfully. What would you ask?
I would ask, who was tongueless?
Yeah. No, me too. And why did you cut him up? Dude, yeah. Tongueless is backstory. And where the fuck is the dog?
Yeah. Well, he's forgotten about the dog. He told us that when we were at a room.
I know.
He's like, yeah, so I forgot the dog. He's still existed. In Deep Grave. Yeah, he's just hanging out.
No, yeah, that's a good one. Out of Deep Grave. Right? Because Tongueless is hiding him under his hands.
The dog.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So he's with the Howlers somewhere.
At the very least, made it back to the Howlers.
Hear me out. Rona shows up at the end with the dog. Everyone's like, where's Rona been? Just dog sitting the whole time.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Rona's got the dog.
Reap, you told me to wash this dog. Nice. That's a great question.
Why'd you leave me behind?
Who's tongueless? What's his backstory? Get him a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Or a computer.
Okay, our last...
Wait, we need Skipper's answer.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I don't... Mine was going to be, where's Rona? Which then I was like, with the dog. But I feel like we're going to find out Rona, because he's been too cagey about that one. So I'm trying to think of what we've...
Yeah, it'd be nice to know, where is Rona and where has she been? Is she just in the desert with her bolts?
Right.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
You think she's dead?
No, I think she's alive.
At one point, you were like, she died on Mercury. I was like, she didn't, though. I mean, we didn't hear about it.
Yeah, I don't know. She was like on a ship that went down.
What if she's Red God?
That's I think she's Pierce Red God. I have that ongoing
she was
theory.
A prisoner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have a theory with her and her.
She
like,
just fully integrates into like
she's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she becomes the Red God. Yeah, that's what
is it called a Drakenjäger? Did I make that up?
Draken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drakenjäger sounds like a drink. Pierce. That's why I was like, did I drink?
That's
that
how I always think of like Jaeger. I always call it like Jägernaut or something, but I think it's Jägermeister is what comes to my mind
she's,
whenever we're
she's getting
to
fucked
it.
Up and she's fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full metal Rona.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Wait, what's your last one?
All right, last question
that I can think of.
Yeah, I like where's Rona and who the fuck is tongueless.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a Red Rising debate? We were talking about we're on opposite sides of Holiday being a traitor. Do you guys have like a Red Rising debate between the two of you that you're on opposite sides of? And I don't mean to cause division.
He does. Yes. Are you each dying on
Cassius.
Your own hill of sorts?
No, we did for Cassius.
Okay.
And so like we have episodes that is so funny. It's the ones that haunt us all the time that people will bring up and they're like, yeah, well the Cass Bash, because that's what they're called. There's three of them. When you first, I think, meet Cassius. No, I think it was Cassius's betrayal and then Cassius's death in Iron Gold and then his death in Lightbringer. And for the first two, we're on completely opposite sides. That I'm like, this guy's a fuck boy, I don't want him anywhere. Like, get him out. By Iron Gold, I was like,
he's a douchebag.
He's fine, but I could do without him. And then Lightbringer was the one that I was like,
I guess
we're on the same side now.
Indication.
Yeah, he won that one. That's the only thing I can think of that we're like completely on opposite sides for.
But now you've come back together.
Yeah.
Lightbringer.
Nice. We've come back together.
I love that.
Lightbringer brought us together.
Just like Darrow and Cassius.
Yeah.
Just like Darrow and Cassius.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. All right, Aaron, you know what it's time for?
What are we into this week?
All right, Aaron, what are you into this week?
Yeah, I can start. I was years past obsessed with Scrubs, and I'm loving the reboot. It's
oh, wow.
Super nostalgic. They're hitting all the same notes for better or for worse. It's cheesy. And then because of the reboot, I also went back and I just like started rewatching all of Scrubs. So I watched like 13 episodes this weekend. John was away fishing. It's like a nice comfort rewatch. You know, you don't really have to pay that close attention. It's kind of nice.
I didn't even realize they brought Scrubs back.
Yeah. Scrubs was a show that got me through. I lived in New York and I was super depressed and I hated living there. And it's like all I did was watch Scrubs.
Really?
So it kind of brings me back to like a cozy stay inside rewatch.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I had no idea.
What are you both into? Crescent, what are you into? Yeah. It's okay, on Hulu.
So
if you care. Oh, okay.
I've got a physical book, an audio book, and a TV show.
Oh, all the
physical things. Book, The Forest and the Flame by S.C. Wolfe. It's one of the authors out of the Howler's Den. It's their debut novel. And I'm like 80 pages into it. It's fantasy. That's what I got so far.
That's what you're giving us.
Yeah. My audiobook nice. Is Malice by John Gwynne. It's the first book of the Faithful and the Fallen. Saga? I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
And then we have introduced our daughter to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nice.
And that has been on repeat for...
Great show.
Which is something that I used to do alone. So it's fantastic to be doing that together.
That's cute. Nice.
Lots of things into. Nice.
Yeah. I am currently blitzing through Sheena Maguire's so the first one's called Middle Game. I forget what the entire trilogy, or there's four of them now. And it's like sci-fi horror, which is not usually my genre, but it's very good. It's like alchemy, all teenagers who are basically, they explicitly say they're not quite Frankenstein, but like two of them are definitely made out of other people's bodies is the first one. It's like twins that are placed in adopted out and have to find each other in order to reset the timeline. A lot of people die along the way though. And then I'm on the second one, which is set in the same world. And it's interesting because you need to know a couple of the alchemists, but not everyone, because it's a total different like type of alchemy. So it's not my usual thing, but that's that. And then I've got the advanced reader copy of Dungeon Crawler 8. So I'm doing Dungeon Crawler Carl 8.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Right now, which is exciting. Yeah, I'm halfway through. It's very good. Yep.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
We went to the book tour and
for Operation Bounce House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Jeff Hayes read a pretty long segment from 8.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yep. And
it's a lot of fun.
We heard a lot of good things about it.
Almost back to the earlier ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I am reading,
oh yeah, what are you into?
Well, listening to an audiobook right now called King of Ashes by S.A. Cosby.
Okay.
And boy, howdy. There's some bad dudes in this book. It's like it's like a crime fiction kind of book.
Okay.
Really good audiobook narrator if you're into that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of just like gangsters and a family kind of gets caught up into, you know, like this drug situation. And then one of the brothers has to save the other brother from all the trouble he's caused, basically. And very, very bad dudes, like very, very bad guys in this book. So it's like been kind of fun, but
nice.
Really enjoying the audiobook. It's like suspenseful, it's a thriller, some sexiness to it, you know, it's good stuff. I've really enjoyed it so far.
Nice. I'm the only one who didn't say a book.
Nice.
Oh, well. Great.
Would you guys like to, you know, plug the podcast? Where can people find you?
Yeah, give us your spiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us spiel.
Yeah, so Fade to Obsidian, the Red Rising podcast of spaceships and relationships, found anywhere you can find podcasts. So your Spotify, your Apple Podcast. We're also on YouTube. Addict. Yeah, Podcast Addicts. We're also on YouTube. We usually recommend actually watching us than listening to us. It's really funny that we have more listeners than viewers, but we do a lot of visual things that worked well with the artists, but every episode,
and you can see your matching
like
outfit.
Things out. And like, we can, yeah, we always exactly. have shirts. They don't always match, but yeah.
Very good.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the pod. We really appreciate you.
Everything. It's great to see you guys. Yes.
Yes, thanks for coming on.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Hey, that was fun. I had a
so
great time.
So much fun.
Yeah, I like hanging out with them. I like that they match, even though they allegedly don't mean to.
I think they meant to.
We need to get matching shirts and be like, oops.
Yeah, why don't we ever match?
Oops. You're always wearing cool wrestling shirts. Anyways, thanks to our special guests, Skipper and Crescent.
Go check out their podcast.
Don't use their government names.
If you're ready to get serious about being a Red Rising fan, go join the Howler's Den.
Yes, it's a fun space. I find it extremely overwhelming because there's a lot going on.
And we don't understand Discord.
But there's tons of people on there. And the most fun part
it's not
was
as scary as it sounds though.
No, the most fun part was in Tulsa, they all like were meeting for the first time and it was a big fun group and we kind of tried to push our way in and be like, we want to be Howlers.
You can make friends on the internet and then go
and then
see
meet
them
in real life.
Real life down the line when we all get together and celebrate the
it's
next
book.
It's
a big, fun community, as you know, if you are already a member.
Too.
Yeah.
Very welcoming. Okay, Aaron, what's coming up next week on HowlerPod?
I think we're going to talk about the Dungeon Crawler Carl series.
Yes.
I'm almost done with book 7, so we can finally talk about it.
Yeah, so Aaron's got homework to do. And then we're just going to
talk. I'm almost done. I'm nearing the
Dungeon
end.
Crawler Carl. We're going to have another special guest for that pod. So be on the lookout.
Yeah. And will it be spoiler-free?
I think we'll try to keep it spoiler free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Where are we? Everywhere. Etsy, howlerpod.com. Visit us. Email howlerpod@gmail.com.
Leave us a voicemail.
Leave us a voicemail. What's it? 1-800-516-1540. Go ahead and leave Crescent and Skipper a note. We'll play it on the pod.
Yeah. Give them a 5-star review too.
Yes. Yes. And then tell a friend about the Fade to Obsidian, about Howler's Den, and spread the love of the books. And rate and review us 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then you can't have your own Howler name.
Yeah. You'll never be a Howler. All right. Thanks, Howlers.
Omnisphere Lupus.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.